Into this hour's guest interview segment and monthly update from LCSD 2, Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today. Superintendent, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Duke. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Absolutely.
It's sure a fun time of year.
It is. You're back in school. Things are going. You know, I was laughing. We're talking about sleepwalking and sleep talking and stuff. And I'm sure there are quite a few days during the school year where you're wondering, is this real? Am I just sleepwalking right now? Is this even happening?
That's absolutely true, but we're sure glad to have students back.
Absolutely. Good start to the year so far?
Excellent start to the year, yeah. No, we couldn't be more pleased with the way things are going. So
good deal. Staffing positions, you still everything looking okay, or do you still have quite a few openings?
On the support staff side, we still have quite a few openings. On the certified side, we're in pretty decent shape. Yeah, so we're making do.
All right.
Yeah, no, we've got great staff, so we sure appreciate them. And there are many positive contributions in the way they keep students first.
Excellent, excellent. How are things looking at Osmond and Afton Elementaries as you kind of wrap up the construction phase here? I know my kids are much happier to not have the barrier fences and all that stuff up right now. So
yeah, we maybe don't want to discuss that this morning. We continue to find additional challenges, but we're getting there.
All right, so. Fair enough. Well, Superintendent, I'm sure you're very well aware of some of the concerns over the changes to bus routes, and we've had a number of people reach out to SVI on these concerns, and I wanted to give you a chance on the air to address some of these as far as the changes, and maybe just take us back to the beginning and what's going on and what the reasoning is for what's happened.
Okay, Duke. So this has been in the a phased-in process over the last 6 years. This started, like I say, 6 years ago, the year that Superintendent Allred and I were transitioning. So Mr. Lyman, our transportation director, has done a great job and led us through that process. We implemented phase one and two of the changes, and then COVID hit. And so we tapped the brakes for a couple of years, and now we find ourselves in the fall of 23 and implemented the next phase. And we totally understand that it's severely inconvenient for families that have been affected, and we just appreciate their patience. We know that some have differing opinions, but we're trying to follow policy and procedure, and our policy says that we'll provide safe, efficient, and consistent transportation. And that's one of the big things is consistency. And consistency embraces safety as well. But there's 150-ish county roads in our school district boundaries, and we travel about 40 of those. So if you look at many of the school districts that surround us, they do not travel on auxiliary roads or alternate roads, and we still do. So if you look in Star Valley specifically on Highway 89, we have 77 stops, I believe. If you look at Highway 30 in Cokeville, we have 7 stops. So
just on those two roads specifically is what
correct,
you're saying, right?
Correct. And those are obviously the busiest roads, and we get it. But I'm fully convinced that under Mr. Lyman's leadership, that if drivers will do their part, students and parents will each fulfill their role or follow the expectations, that things will work out and we'll be safe and efficient and get kids to and from school. Our bus drivers do an amazing job, and the transportation department. But we do understand the frustrations with those that have been affected, and we empathize with that. But we're moving forward, and we need to, I know I'm rambling, but as we look back to the history of this over the last 6 years, we formed a committee, I believe, 5 years ago, and that committee had representation from Cokeville clear to Alpine. We had a member on that committee from each community, and if you take it's super complex. We transport about 1,800 kids a day, night and morning, 250 students a day just on Highway 89. So it's super complex, and like I say, our transportation department does a great job, and I fully endorse and support Mr. Lyman.
When you mentioned that this is a phased process, last 5 or 6 years, when you look at the reasons for the initial planning of the phases to begin rolling out, what were the reasons for that? Why were the changes needing to be made at that point? And then do you feel those reasons are still in place today to continue finishing the phases, as you mentioned?
So that's a really good question, Duke. So if you look at the phases, when we started 6 years ago, like I say, Superintendent Allred, Alan Allred, and Ryan Lyman, when we started this process, to be honest with you, it was driven by two factors, budget and consistency. Why do we go down one road and why do we not go down another? Why do we go provide door-to-door service at one house, not the other? So we adjusted policy and procedure at that time and again came up with this phased-in approach. The other thing that we need to consider is over the last few years, I'm sure that everybody's noticed the explosion of homes in Star Valley. And a lot of people are choosing to build further off the main drag, higher up, all of those things. So those are certainly considerations. And we also have a goal that no student would be on the bus, you know, over an hour and 10 minutes, either morning or afternoon. And so when you look at all of the different variables and things that are involved, I believe that we're doing the very best we can.
So I want to ask Superintendent about a specific stop, just because it's been brought to the attention of some of our readers at the Star Valley Independent and whatnot, but the Cottonwood area in Smoot. And there's, you go up the Cottonwood Road a little ways, and there's a bus turnaround, and that's been used as for a bus route for a long, long time. And now it's just a stop right on Highway 89. And so that's just an example of what we're talking about here. So maybe use, since that's been brought up already as an example, use that as an example on why busing is now no longer going up that road. Instead, you're loading all those students on the Highway 89 stop.
Okay. So I can't quote procedure to you, but I can tell you that is a great example. In the winter, that road is a dead end road. Most roads that we've made adjustments to over the last 5 or 6 years are dead end roads. So you want to use Cottonwood as an example. Like I say, in the winter, it's a dead end road. There is a county maintained turnout right there across from Barnes's Road. But anyway, that's very challenging and difficult. It doesn't quite have enough space to turn a bus efficiently and safely, in our opinion. And then also, a lot of times in the winter, it's used by trucks and trailers, snowmobilers. So that's what we're finding on a lot of them. But the true desire or the hiccup that we've ran into, the challenge is mainly dead-end roads. Snow removal, not enough room to turn the bus. We don't believe it's that safe to, you know, have a 5-point turnaround on a bus. So those are the main factors.
Now, you mentioned coming on the air that you spent a lot of time on the buses personally early on in this school year, correct?
I've been on the buses more in the last 5 days than maybe in the last decade. So it's been a good learning experience, and I've been trying to get out and ride some routes and get a firsthand perspective. So
LCSD2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. I appreciate you taking time with that, Superintendent. Anything else you'd like to mention as far as the bus routes go?
No, I'm ready to move on from the bus routes, to be honest with you. I do. Again, I would just thank people for their patience, and we know that it's caused a big inconvenience for many families, and we empathize with that. I want to make sure that we're focused on, safety is obviously very, very important, but bus safety is just one aspect of our safety plan. But what I really want to focus on, Duke, is academic achievement and reaching our mission and vision of what takes place in the classroom. That's the most important to me. So with that, discussing safety, we had some trainers in here from the I Love You Foundation, which that's the standard response protocols that we use for safety, and they provided some training to the majority of our elementary teachers throughout the district at Thane Elementary last week, or the week before, excuse me, and excellent training. The other thing I would just quickly mention is our student enrollment in Lincoln 2 is stagnated this year, which we find a little bit interesting. But as of today, we're sitting at 3,001 students. Star Valley High has just gone bonkers, but we know that our bubble is our sophomore and junior classes this year. So that's our big classes. But all of our other schools are where they were last year or maybe even down a few students.
Okay.
So, but across the district, still 3,001.
Yeah, interesting considering all the homes that are popping up everywhere that it's stagnated a little bit.
Yes. The other thing I would say on enrollment, Duke, is we've entered an agreement with a consulting firm, and we're in the middle of a long-term enrollment projection study. Typically, the state would fund that through a Mercer study, most cost-effective remedy study, which is what we took place, participated in, you know, half a decade ago as we were looking to make additions to Osmond and Aft, and that's what surfaced as the most cost-effective remedy to our enrollment situation. But we've gone out on our own. I appreciate the school board giving us the leadership and direction to do this, and we're in a contract with a consultant, like I say, and we hope to have that study wrapped up by midwinter.
Excellent. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio with our monthly update from LCSD number 2. Superintendent, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network.